All right. Good morning, everyone.
大家早上好。
We survived the cold.
我们这样子经历了这样的严寒，而且还活下来了。
Who had to go out when it was very cold?
你们有谁在很冷的时候还要出去？
Okay. Who wishes they didn't have to go out when it was cold?
你们有谁想自己如果不出去就好了？
All right, well, we survived, and now it's much warmer today, so you can go out and go swimming or whatever. So,
然后我们终于活过来了，挺过来了。然后呢，现在好像已经稍微暖和一点，所以你们可以出去做什么都可以，游泳啊也可以了。
All right, well, this morning we're going to be in the book of Philippians.
今天早上我们要看腓立比书。
Philippians chapter 1.
腓立比书第一章。
There's so much good truth in Philippians. I wish we had time to go through the whole book, but we don't.
这里腓立比书有这么多好的道理，我真的很想要能够讲完所有的腓立比书所有的章节，但是没有这么多时间。
So we're mainly going to contain ourselves to chapter 1 this morning.
所以我们今天可能就专注在第一章上面。
As we get started, we're going to read the first several verses, and then I'll have a word of prayer, and we'll jump right into it.
所以我们要开始就念下这样的经文，接着我要祷告，最后开始讲道。
I'll just read in English because that's all I can read in.
牧师就要用英文来念。
And then just for sake of time, just feel free to follow along.
所以呢，为了节省时间，大家就请可以自己要读也可以。
All right, starting in verse 1.
从第一节开始。
Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are at Philippi with the overseers and deacons, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making my prayer with joy, because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. It is right for me to feel this way about you all because I hold you in my heart, for you are all partakers with me of grace, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. For God is my witness how I yearn for you all with the affection of Christ Jesus, and it is my prayer that your love may abound more and more with knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve what is excellent and so be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. Verse 12, I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me has really served to advance the gospel, so that it has become known throughout the whole imperial guard and to all the rest that my imprisonment is for Christ. And most of the brothers, having become confident in the Lord by my imprisonment, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. Some indeed preach Christ from envy and rivalry, but others from goodwill. The latter do it out of love, knowing that I am put here for the defense of the gospel. The former proclaim Christ out of selfish ambition, not sincerely, but thinking to afflict me in my imprisonment. A few more here. What then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is proclaimed, and in that I rejoice. Yes, and I will rejoice. For I know that through your prayers and the help of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, this will turn out for my deliverance. As it is my eager expectation and hope that I will not be at all ashamed, but that with full courage, now as always, Christ will be honored in my body, whether by life or by death. Verse 21, for to me to live is Christ and to die is gain. Let's pray together.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, thank you for this opportunity we have to be here together this morning.
天父，感谢你让我们今天早上有这样子的机会可以在一起。
Thank you for your word that you've given to us.
感谢您赐给我们您的话语。
Father, would you help us this morning as we dig into this passage?
天父，求您让我们在学习这些经文的时候您自己来帮助我们。
Would you help us to learn what you have for us?
求您自己来帮助我们，您为我们设立这些信息。
And I ask the Lord that that we will leave changed from what your word says today, Father.
天父，求您自己的您的话语来改变我们。
Thank you for your goodness. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
感谢您的美善，我们奉耶稣的名祷告。Amen.
All right. I don't know about you, but the book of Philippians is one of my favorite books.
我不知道您怎么想，但是呢，腓立比书是我最喜欢的经文之一。
Philippians was written by the Apostle Paul.
腓立比书是由保罗使徒写的。
To the church at Philippi.
他是写给在腓立比的教会的。
And Philippi was a prominent Roman city.
腓立比在罗马帝国呢是一个非常著名的一个城市。
And Paul's connection with this church is that on his second missionary journey, God used Paul to help start this church.
在保罗的第二次宣教旅行当中呢，神借着保罗创立了这个教会。
We don't have time to go through the whole history of how it started.
所以我们没有时间这样子经过再过一遍这样的历史，但是我就要这样开始了。
But if you look in Acts, it shows us how it was even a miracle how Paul ended up in Philippi.
所以我们看到使徒行传的时候，我们可以看到保罗在腓立比这个城市停留也是一个神迹。
And it was clear that God led Paul to this city to start this church.
很明显的是神自己带保罗来到这个城市来开始这个教会。
And one thing that we see, as we see all throughout Paul's ministry, is this wasn't an easy trip.
我们看到有一点呢，就是说也是统贯在保罗他所有的宣教旅行当中的，这不是一个简单的旅行。
As what often happened to Paul, he ended up in prison at this time.
所以很多时候保罗就会待在就会被收到监狱里面去。
And his crime was with the power of God, he cast out a demon of a slave girl.
当他在腓立比那个时候，他的罪名呢，就是他把一个女奴隶，她身上的那个邪灵给赶出来了。
We see in Acts that God uses that time in prison to further His kingdom.
但是我们看到神就用保罗在监狱当中的这段经历，然后来拓管他自己的国度。
You may remember this is where Paul and Silas, when they were in prison, they started singing praises to God.
你可能还记得保罗和希拉他们在监狱的时候，他们开始来歌唱神。
Probably something we're not thinking about when we're going through difficulty is singing, right?
所以有的时候我们可能自己都没有理解的时候呢，然后就那个时候他们在唱歌的时候，我们可能还不知道他们在做什么。
To make a long story short, God uses that time for Paul to be able to give the gospel to the jailer.
所以我们就长话短说，神就用这样子的时间让狱卒可以听到福音。
And his family and a church has started there in Philippi.
然后让狱卒的家里也信主，这样子的话呢，教会就在腓立比这样子兴起了。
One common theme that we see all throughout the book of Philippians.
所以我们在腓立比书看到了一个共同的一个主题。
Is what?Somebody shout it out.
是什么呢？有人可以讲出来吗
？Joy? Yes. Yeah, we see joy. We see rejoicing all throughout the book.
我们看到的是喜乐，是不是？然后我们可以看到整本书里面就充满着喜乐。
At least 16 times we see the word joy or rejoice.
我们看到有喜乐或者是欢喜出现了16次。
And that's not counting words like gladness.
它不是像那个欢高兴那样子的一个很普通的词。
And so I think many of us will probably appreciate the book of Philippians.
所以我想肯定很多的人都会来觉得这个腓立比书是一个很好的书。
We in a world where it seems like everyone's discouraged and depressed and down and looking for something.
在这样的一个世界当中，每个人看上去都好像很沮丧、很伤心、很生气。
That person that seems joyful always sticks out to us, right?
然后那样有一个忽然之间有一个很喜乐的人，总是让人很刮目相看，是不是
？And so we can appreciate this book.
所以我们可以很欣赏这本书。
And there's a lot of good verses. Many of you may even have your life verse that you would say is your theme verse for your life in Philippians.
然后这本书里面呢有很多的那种金句，可能很多人都有这里的一句或者是两句的话作为你们自己人生的金句。
You know, in chapter 4, this is a very popular verse that says, Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice.
所以在第四章里面呢，可能有这样子的一句话，就是你们要靠主常常喜乐。我再说一次，你们要喜乐。
And so we appreciate that Paul wrote this book.
所以我们很感谢神让保罗写了这样子的一本书。
But what's interesting, though, is that Paul, he's writing this letter 10 years after starting this church.
很有意思的是呢，是保罗在建立这个教会十年以后写了这本书。
But what's interesting though is Paul's not writing this letter from a very comfortable situation.
有意思的是保罗并不是在处于一个很安逸的环境当中来写这封信的。
Paul's writing this letter as a prisoner.
保罗在写这封信的时候，他是一个囚犯。
And he is at this time he's not stuck in a dungeon.
他这次没有在一个死牢里面。
But he's under house arrest in Rome.
但是他在罗马是被在家里面被囚禁。
Maybe that doesn't seem terrible, but he's chained 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to a Roman guard.
可能大家觉得会有些就是已经很不好了，他是24小时，7天24小时都在那里跟一个罗马的狱卒待在一起。
It's not my idea of a good time.
但不是一个理想的一个好时光。
But Paul reaches out to this church at Philippi.
但是保罗，他联系在腓立比的教会。
And he writes them this letter.
他写了这本，这封信。
One reason he writes it to him is to thank them. They had given him a financial gift to help him.
原因之一呢，就是他要去表达他的感谢，因为他们在经济上支持了他。
And they were concerned for him.
他们也关心他。
And also throughout this book, Paul is encouraging them and teaching them to keep living, to keep faithfully living the Christian life with joy.
保罗也借着这封信，然后来提醒他们，也鼓励他们，要他们在真道上面可以继续进身。
And this is a church that Paul loved very much.
这个教会是保罗所钟爱的。
And Paul cared about them.
保罗关心他们。
And this letter, unlike some of his other ones, he's not correcting them or getting after them, but he's encouraging them and thanking them.
在与其他的保罗书信不同的是，其他的保罗书信可能就是要去指正他们，但这封书信保罗写的都是他爱他们。
As we think about Paul being in prison as he's writing this letter,
我们想一想保罗被囚，然后写这封信。
We wonder, hey, how can Paul write a letter about joy and rejoicing when he's going through such difficulty?
保罗怎么样可以写下这样一封有充满喜乐、充满喜乐的信呢？然后当时他正在监狱当中。
How can Paul write a letter about being faithful and keep going on even when things are going really, in our view, pretty bad for him?
他是怎么样可以继续让他们可以不断的晋升、不断的坚持？虽然他当时的情况在我们看来是非常糟糕的呢？
And it's easy to look at Paul and compare our Christianity to his.
我们很容易就可以看到保罗，然后将自己的基督教的观念跟他比较。
I would say if I compared my Christianity to Paul, then I'm not anywhere near him. So he's up here. I'm
然后我可以很自信的说，保罗，我跟他比的话，那我觉得他的基督教就是在天上，我的就在地上那样子。
And we see that Paul continues, even through everything that he's gone through, he continues to stay faithful.
保罗无论他经过多少的苦难，他都仍然非常的忠心。
He continues to spread the gospel.
他一直坚持在传讲福音。
In chapter 1 alone, he uses the word gospel 6 times.
在第一章里面，单单第一章他就用了福音有6次。
So let's continue. What I want us to look at today is.
所以我们继续，我想今天让你们看的是什么呢？
I want us to see how Paul continues to be faithful.
我想让大家看保罗是怎么样坚持很对神有信心。
But I want us to look at Paul's source for that joy, Paul's source for his faithfulness.
我也想让大家看一下保罗他这样子信心还有这样子喜乐的一个源泉。
And it's not just a 1, 2, 3, do this and your Christian life will be great.
他不只是像说一二三，你做了这个，然后你的基督教生活就可以完美了。
But even as we look at the example that Paul has even set.Even throughout just chapter 1 alone.
我想让大家看一下保罗在这里给我们设立的榜样，就是在第一章里面给我们设立的榜样。
We get a glimpse of his attitude towards Christ.
我们看到，他对于耶稣基督他的态度是如何。
And his attitude during this difficult time.
他的在艰难的时刻他的态度是什么样子的。
Look at the way he even introduces himself in verse 1.
我们就看一下他在第一节里面是怎么样去介绍自己的。
Verse 1 says, Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus.
他第一节说，基督耶稣的仆人保罗和提摩太。
He introduces himself just as a servant.
他以仆人自称。
And this is actually a much stronger word than that we have right here.
有一个比这个更加强烈的一个词语。
He's calling himself a bond servant or a slave.
他是称自己是一个奴隶。
Remember, this is someone who has gone through great difficulty, but he still says, "My life is in God's control."
这个人他经过了无数的苦难，但他仍然说，我的生命是在耶稣基督所掌握的。
I have given myself for Christ to control me, to lead me.
我已经把我自己的一生交给耶稣基督，让他来管理，让他来带领我。
So we see an example that Paul has that he is putting God first in his life.
所以保罗在这里给我们立了一个榜样，他真的是把神放在自己的首位。
Let's go through this next section quickly, and then I want to get to where we want to land on today.
让我们再很快的看一下接下来的那个部分。
Another example Paul says is that he expresses his thankfulness for this other group of Christians.
接着他保罗又说他真的是要为那些其他的基督徒们献上感谢。
He says, I thank my God in all my remembrance of you.
他说
I'll go ahead and read, I'm sorry. Always in every prayer of mine for you all, making my prayer with joy. Verse 5, because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. And Paul is thankful for these Christians.
他说我每逢想念你们就感谢我的神，每逢为你们众人祈求的时候常是欢欢喜喜的祈求，因为从头一天直到如今你们是同心合意的兴旺福音。在这里保罗就说他真的是对那些基督徒非常的感恩。
And even in his difficulty, he's thinking about this church.
即便在他的困难的当中，他仍然想着这些教会。
And he's thanking them for the help they've given him.
他想着这个教会，因为他们帮助了他。
But he's also thanking them for their partnership in the gospel.
他也感谢那个教会，因为他与保罗一同同工。
He's thankful that he has co-laborers together to serve God.
他感谢那个教会，因为他们与保罗在服侍基督这个事情上面一同劳苦。
In the next several verses, he encourages them to continue to go on for God.
在接下来的几节里面，他鼓励他们要继续的为主做工。
So Paul, even in this difficulty, he's thinking of others.
所以保罗即便在自己艰难的环境当中，他仍然想着别人。
Because the gospel is important to Paul.
因为福音对保罗来说是至关重要的。
What is the gospel?
福音是什么呢？
Anyone, just yell it out.
大家可以说出来吗？
All right, I'll yell it out. So, the gospel is the good news. What is the good news?
所以牧师就讲了，那福音就是好消息。好消息是什么呢？
Yeah, Jesus, that we were lost in sin.And Jesus died for us.
所以就是耶稣，我们在最终迷失了，耶稣来找我们。
And Paul wanted the whole world to hear that.
保罗想要整个世界都可以听到这样子的消息。
So he encouraged this church to continue on for God.
所以他来鼓励这个教会，让他们为耶稣继续的拼，继续的劳苦。
He says that the work that God has started in you, He will continue it. He'll continue to sanctify you.
所以他就说，谁可以来继续的让你们成圣呢？
We see just a little of Paul's attitude towards God.
所以我们就可以看到，稍稍的看到保罗对于神的态度。
Is that he's a servant of God.
所以他是神的仆人。
He cares about others, that he wants to get the gospel out.
他心想着别人，想要让福音传出去。
And then in verse 12, he knows that this church is concerned about him.
在第十二节当中，他说到那个教会，也关心他。
And the difficulty that he's going through.
他们也关心他所经历的困难。
But he really encourages them.
但是他还在那里，来鼓励他们。
And I'll go ahead and read starting in verse 12. Follow along. I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me has really served to advance the gospel, so that it has become known throughout the whole imperial guard and to all the rest that my imprisonment is for Christ. And most of the brothers, having become confident in the Lord by my imprisonment, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. Verse 15. Some indeed preach Christ from envy and rivalry, but others from goodwill. Excuse me. The latter do it out of love, knowing that I am put here for the defense of the gospel. The former proclaim Christ out of selfish ambition, not sincerely, but thinking to afflict me in my imprisonment. Look at verse 18. What then, only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is proclaimed, and in that I rejoice, yes, and I will rejoice.
所以刚才牧师念了从第十二节到第十八节。
What is Paul rejoicing in there?
保罗欢喜什么呢？
He's rejoicing that even in his difficulty,
他欢喜的是即便他处在困难当中。
Even when it feels like other people are trying to distract from the gospel.
虽然其他的人可能是要去诋毁这样子的福音。
Paul says that still the gospel is getting preached.
保罗说，福音终究是传开了。
Is that even though I may be hurt?
他说虽然我有可能受伤。
Paul says he rejoices that the gospel is still being proclaimed.
保罗说我仍然喜乐，因为福音终究被传开了。
He says in that I rejoice, yes, and I will rejoice.
他说为此我就欢喜，并且还要欢喜。
So we see Paul, even in this difficulty, he's still staying faithful.
所以我们看到保罗在这样子的一个苦难的境况当中，他仍然是对神有信心的。
See that he's a servant of God.
他是神的仆人。
He wants to get the gospel out.
他想要把福音传出去。
And as we look at Paul,
我们看保罗。
We can, if you're like me.
如果你像我一样的话
which I don't want to clump you all in like me, so.
我想你们还是不要完全都变成像我一样。
If you're like me and you're honest, you might be like, how could Paul do this?
我们会想保罗怎么样可以做这件事呢？
Paul's a prisoner.
保罗是被囚。
Paul's been beaten.
保罗被打。
He's been in prison multiple times.
他被囚在监牢当中好多次。
He's been stoned.
他被人用石头打。
He's been falsely accused.
他被人诬告。
But he continues to keep serving God.
但是他坚持来服侍神。
What about us?
我们是什么样子的情况呢？
Does that seem kind of weird to us?
我们是不是觉得这很奇怪？
If you're like me, you wake up with a cold and you're ready to give up.
我们好像醒来就觉得好冷，接着就想放弃了。
Like, the persecution I'm facing today.
然后我们想到今天所要受的逼迫。
Right, because it's so easy to just look at ourselves and any small thing we're ready to, God, you forgot about me.
我们可能看到自己小小的一点挫折，我们就开始说，神，你把我们给忘了。
And so as we look at Paul, what was his source of joy?
所以我们看保罗，他的喜乐从何而来呢？
How is he able to have this, this will to keep going on?
他怎么样有这样子的意志，可以让他不停地往前呢？
Is Paul better than us?
保罗比我们更好吗？
If I look at his Christianity, I would say he's doing much better than me.
当我们看到他的基督的生命的时候，我肯定说他确实比我好多了。
But was Paul just born better? Like he just had superpowers?
那保罗是不是他出生就有这样的超能力，所以就出生更好呢？
We look and we see here in these next few verses the source that kept Paul going.
所以我们看到他接下来的几节里面就写到他是什么样有这样子怎样有这样子一个能力让他可以继续往前。
Let's read from verse 18 to 21 again.
我们一起来读第十八节到第二十一节。
Verse 18, what then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is proclaimed, and in that I rejoice. Yes, and I will rejoice.For I know that through your prayers and the help of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, this will turn out for my deliverance, as it is my eager expectation and hope that I will not be at all ashamed, but that with full courage now, as always, Christ will be honored in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. As Christians, we understand that we should rejoice.
作为基督徒，我们知道我们需要来喜乐。
And we should have joy and be thankful for what Christ has done for us.
我们应该要喜乐，对神所为我们做的一切都要存感恩的心。
And sometimes if we're not careful, that can be our whole motivation.
有的时候我们不小心，可能这就是成了我们唯一的一个动力。
And we can think that, hey, I'll be a good, faithful Christian if I just rejoice. I just need to work on being happier, rejoicing.
有的时候我们就想我们要做一个好的基督徒，那我们怎么办呢？就要好好的喜乐。
Well, have you ever tried really hard and it just wasn't working?
我们试得很辛苦，但是呢，就是好像不管用。
And see, we see that it wasn't the end game wasn't rejoicing, but we see where Paul got the source for his joy, his faithfulness.
所以好像终点就是这样子的一个喜乐，但是我们在这里看到保罗的喜乐是从何而来的。
It wraps up with this question is, who was Paul living for?
所以我们问这样子的一个问题，保罗是为谁而活呢？
Who was Paul living for? Verse 21.
保罗是为谁而活呢？从第二十一节当中看。
Somebody.
是某个人，对不对？
What's that loud? Everyone.
大家一起来大声说。
Okay, there we go. Everyone gets an A plus. And there we go.
所以每个人都可以得一个 A 加。
Yes, Paul is living for Christ.
所以保罗就是为耶稣而活。
He says, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain."
他说，因为我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
Paul's motivation is Jesus Christ.
保罗的动机是耶稣基督。
He says, "For me to live is Christ."
他说，我活着就是基督。
Just that everything that I do, I want it to be about Christ.
他是说，所有一切我所做的，我都是想要为基督而做。
He says, "Everything that I am, I want it to be about Christ."
我所有的事情，所有的益处都是由耶稣基督而来。
Paul's saying that I want with my life for God to be glorified.
所以他保罗说，我要我的整个人生都是为了要让神得到荣耀。
And so.Paul's motivation was for God to get the glory in his life.
所以保罗他的目的就是要让神从他的生活当中得到荣耀。
Paul wasn't just trying to do his own thing and then along the way do a couple things for God here and there.
保罗不是说他要自己做自己的事情，然后呢偶尔的就给神顺便做一点事情。
Paul said that in everything that I am living for Christ.
保罗是说，所有的一切的事情，我所做的，我所行的，都是为耶稣基督而做。
So Paul's fulfillment was all wrapped up in if God got glory.
所以保罗的满足，保罗的都是由神而来的。
Paul wanted to make sure that God was the one getting noticed, not him.
保罗他要确保是神得到了大家的重视，而不是他自己。
And so when we look at the things that happened to Paul,
所以我们看到那些对保罗身上发生的事情。
They were difficult.
确实很难。
And if we're honest, he probably didn't always have a good day.
可能诚实的说呢，他可能不是每天都过得好好的。
But ultimately, the reason Paul was able to continue.
但是呢，保罗之所以可以继续往前，他的原因是什么呢？
And he could write this book with the theme of joy.
他可以写下这本以喜乐为主题的书。
He said, whether things are going well in my life or they're going difficult, as long as God's getting the glory.
他说无论我的生命是痛苦是有困难或是我的生命很顺利都是为了神。
As long as the gospel is getting preached.
只要福音得到传扬。
Doesn't mean Paul's always happy.
并不是说保罗总是很高兴的。
But his fulfillment was wrapped up into not what he could get, but if God was being glorified.
但是他生命的满足并不是他可以得到什么而是神他的名得到荣耀。
As I've said a few times, Philippians, a theme many would give to it is joy.
所以我已经说过了，腓立比书这个它的主旨呢就是喜乐。
But one thing I find interesting is joy or rejoice is mentioned 16 times.
但是有一点我注意到，喜乐或者是喜乐的名词和动词，它被提到有16次。
How many times do you think the name of Jesus Christ is mentioned in Philippians?
你们可不可以猜一下耶稣基督他的名字被提到了几次呢？
Anyone have a guess?
有人可以想猜一下吗？
Any guess? I won't call you out. All right, I'll give you the answer. So, it's 40 times.
四十次。
Is that a little bit more than joy?
是不是好像比喜乐出现的更多一点点？
The only reason I point that out is that Paul's focus was on Jesus.
所以我要指出这一点呢，为什么呢？就是因为我想告诉大家，保罗他的重点是在耶稣。
He wasn't just writing a book about joy and saying, "Hey, just have joy." That's what Christians need to do.
他并不是说就写下一本这样喜乐的书，然后说基督徒就是要喜乐。
But Paul's life was about Christ.
但是保罗的生活是关于基督。
Paul wanted God to get the glory in his life.
保罗想要在自己的生命当中，通过自己的生命让神得到荣耀。
Paul wanted people to hear the gospel.
保罗想要让人可以听到福音。
Even if that meant he had to go to prison.
即便这意味着他需要去被监禁。
Even if that meant he had to lose his life.
即便这样子说他是要丧失生命。
Because Paul wasn't living for himself, he was living for Christ.
因为保罗不是为自己而活，他是为耶稣而活。
And he says this bold statement right after that.
所以他就写下了这样子一个大胆的一个诉说。
It says, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain."
他说，因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
Saying that even if I die, that's still great gain.
他说，即便我死了，然后我还是可以得到益处。
Paul realizes that the best thing that could ever happen to him, the same with us if you're a Christian.
保罗是说，这对他来说可以发生的最好的事情，对我们基督徒也是一样的。
Is that we have a promised eternity with Jesus Christ.
就是我们可以与耶稣在一起，可以有这样子的一个永恒，他这样应许我们了。
So Paul recognizes, even when really where he is in Rome, he has a threat of being killed.
保罗意识到那个时候他在罗马，他可能受到死的威胁。
He points out that the worst thing that could happen to him here on this earth.
他这样子指出说，在这个地上对他来说发生的最坏的事情。
Would actually lead to the greatest thing that could ever happen to him.
其实是要将他领到那个最大的益处。
We don't have time this morning to get into the next several verses.
我们可能没有时间去看接下来的几个经节。
We'll have to save it for another time.
所以我要下次才可以讲。
But Paul even shows just his struggle with that decision.
但是保罗他写下了，他告诉我们，他这样子有这样的挣扎。
Because he wants to continue to help the church and continue to share the gospel.
他想继续的来帮助教会，继续的来传讲福音。
But also he longs for a home with Jesus Christ.
但是他也渴望可以与耶稣同住。
How can Paul say for to me to live is Christ?
保罗是怎么样可以写下来？他说我活着就是基督呢？
And Paul realized the great sacrifice that Christ made for him.
因为保罗意识到，他知道，耶稣基督为他所付上的重大的代价。
Paul realized that he was a sinner.
保罗意识到他是一个罪人。
He even says, "I'm the chief of sinners."
他甚至是自己说他是罪魁。
He realized his need for a savior.
他意识到自己需要救主。
And when he met that Savior on the Damascus Road,
当他在大马士革的路上遇到了这样的一个救主的时候，
his life was never the same.
他的生命从此不再一样。
And as we look at this passage today,
当我们看到这个经文，
how can we apply this to us?
我们怎么样可以去运用它呢？
And are we living for Christ?
我们是为基督而活吗？
And please don't misunderstand me this morning.
请不要误会。
I'm not getting after success, our finances, our possessions, or anything this morning.
我不是说要那个大家金钱成功或者是投资成功那样子。
I'm not expecting all of us to get up today and go live the life that Paul lived and travel and be a missionary.
我不是想让大家都可以像保罗一样成为这样子一个到处游行到处旅行的一个这样子一个宣道家。
If that's what God has for you, then great.
如果神是这样子预备你的话，那太好了。
But even where God has placed you right now, whether you're a student, you're in the workplace.
但是无论神把你放在一个什么样子的位置，无论你是一个学生或者已经在上班，
are you living for Christ?
你是不是为基督而活呢？
I think it's on your bulletin, the title, Who Are You Living For?
所以在你们的今天的那个小单子上面呢，可能已经印着你是为谁而活。
If you wrote it on a piece of paper and put a blank or in your mind, how would you fill that blank in? I am living for who?
当你看到这个空白，你想要把它填上，你想你到底是为谁而活呢？
My motivation is what?
My Lord of...
My motivation.
Oh, my motivation. 我的动机是什么呢？
I'm seeking fulfillment in who?
我是从哪里得到满足呢？
How would you fill that blank in? You don't have to answer.
你怎么样可以填上这个空白呢？你现在不需要回答。
I would ask that you would answer honestly in your own heart.
在自己的时间里面，你诚实地回答这个问题。
Maybe one way to help us answer that who, maybe we need to answer what are we living for? Fill in that blank.
然后呢，可能我们不光是为谁而活，这个问题也可能是你为什么而活。
Am I living to just further my own cause?
是为自己的理想而活吗？
Am I living just to help myself?
是为了帮助我自己吗？
Then that who am I living for would be me.
然后这样子的话，那为谁而活？那这个谁可能就是我自己了。
But if that what is I'm living so that Christ can be glorified?
但是如果我们说我们活着是为了让耶稣得荣耀。
That's whether I'm at church or I'm at work or I'm at school.
无论我们是在教会里面，或者是在学习当中，或者是在工作当中。
We look at Paul and we're in amazement that Paul could continue to serve God faithfully even in these situations.
我们看到保罗，我们真的是感到稀奇，因为保罗在这样子的情况下，仍然可以将荣耀归给神。
was because Paul's focus and his life was all about Christ.
这是因为保罗他的重点，他一生都是耶稣基督。
Our challenge this morning is, who are you living for?
我们今天的挑战，今天早上挑战就是你是为谁而活？
Who are you living for?
你是为谁而活呢？
I hope that all of us, and if I'm honest, and there's many, many days that I'm not living for Christ.
然后我也诚实地跟你们说，有很多很多的日子，我并不是为耶稣而活。
I say the right things and I do the right things.
我做正确的事情，我说正确的话。
But is my motivation in getting the gospel out?
但是我是不是为了福音可以传开呢？
Am I wanting to spread the good news of Jesus Christ to others?
我是不是要把耶稣基督这样子的好消息可以传给别人呢？
Am I willing to be made fun of by others or looked down on because of my faith?
我是不是因为愿意为了自己的信仰而被别人鄙视，被别人瞧不起呢？
Who do I want to get the glory from my life?
我的生活是要谁可以得到荣耀呢？
Paul's answer is, for to me to live is Christ and to die is gain.
保罗他的回答就是因为我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
Look at verse 20 real quick here in closing.
让我们一起来很快的看一下第二十节。
Verse 20, as it is my eager expectation and hope that I will not be at all ashamed, but that with full courage now as always Christ will be honored in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me to live is Christ and to die is gain.
第二十节说，照着我所切慕所盼望的，没有一事叫我羞愧，只要凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大，因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
A simple truth and challenge this morning.
这个很简单的一个真理，也是我们的一个挑战，今天早上。
Not always so easy to apply it.
并不是很容易就可以活出来。
But can I challenge us together as individuals?
我可不可以挑战你们每一个人？
As families?
然后每一个家庭。
As friends?
然后是朋友们。
And as a church, the body of Christ?
我也挑战整个教会，是基督的身体。
Let's live for Christ.
让我们一起来为基督而活。
Let's live to have His name glorified.
让我们这样活出来，让他的名可以得到荣耀。
Let's live to give the message of Jesus to our whole area.
让我们可以活出来，让他的福音可以传到整个地区。
To our world.
传到地极。
So Paul wasn't this special guy with superpowers.
所以保罗不是这样子一个拥有超能力的一个特殊的人。
Paul just realized that, hey, everything I'm doing, I want God to be glorified. I want to live for God.
保罗只是说，所有我做的一切都是为了让神可以得到荣耀。
So Paul wasn't just this weirdo who could be happy or rejoice when he was going through difficulty.
所以保罗并不是这样子一个在困难当中，然后也很奇怪的可以有这样子喜乐的一个人。
But he realized that even though this is hard,
他意识到即便这个很困难
and difficult,
非常的有挑战性
that as long as God is being glorified, then I'm fulfilled.
只要神可以得到荣耀，我就满足了。
And so,It's not that we just rejoice for the start. Not that rejoicing is the end goal.
所以喜乐并不是我们的终极目标。
Or that faithfulness is the end goal.
信神才是我们的终极目标。
But these are a result of Paul living for Christ.
这就是保罗，他真的是为了基督而活。
All right, so as we go out this week, I want to challenge you to read over this chapter again yourself this week.
所以我要请大家在这个星期呢，自己可以打开这样的这张经文，然后自己来读。
And decide that wherever you are, wherever God has placed you in your life.
然后让我们来决定，无论我们是神把我们安排在什么地方。
That you will use that opportunity to live for Christ.
你们要用这样子的机会来为主而活。
Don't waste the opportunities that Christ has given to you.
请你们不要浪费这样子的机会。
Right where you are today, use that to bring glory to Christ today.
让我们可以就在现实就可以把荣耀可以归给神。
Every one of us, we'll make a decision. Hey, are we going to live for Christ or not?
我们每一个人都要做出这样的一个决定，我们是不是要为基督而活？
And so, just because we don't decide we are going to, that doesn't mean we're not making a decision.
sorry, just because.
Yeah, we're still making a decision.
所以我们还是在这样子做一个决定。
So let's together encourage one another as Paul encourages this church, and let's continue to live for Christ.
所以我们就像保罗在这里鼓励腓立比教会一样我们也彼此鼓励。
All right. Thank you for your time this morning. Thank you, Pastor, for allowing me to speak today. But let's have a word of prayer. And in the quietness of your own heart, I want you to talk to God and ask Him to help you to live for Christ and to make your goal for Christ.
所以我们感谢所以我们感谢你们的时间，然后也感谢牧师可以让我这样子有一个机会。我们现在就开始一起来祷告，然后求神让我们可以为他而活。
Father, thank you so much for your word.
天父，我们感谢您赐给我们这样的话语。
Thank you for sending Jesus Christ to die for us.
感谢您赐下耶稣基督，让他为我们而死。
Thank you for loving us so much, Lord.
感谢您这样子的爱我们。
Would you help us to realize, Lord, that you are the most important thing that we could ever attain?
请你可以真的来让我们晓得您是最主要的。
Would you help each one of us, Lord, in the life that you have given us to live?
天父，求您可以帮助我们活出您给我们的生命。
Would you give us the courage and the boldness to live for you, Lord?
天父，给我们这样的勇气，可以来为您而活。
And would you help our focus to be for you and not ourselves, Father?
求您让我们可以来为您而活，而不是为自己。
Thank you for the examples we have in Scripture.
感谢您赐给我们经文当中这样的榜样。
Father, I'd ask you that you would bless each person here in this room this morning.
天父，求您可以在这里保守这间房间里面的所有的人。
And would you just help them in whatever they may be going through, Lord, today?
求您让他们今天无论经历什么样子的事情。
And would you just give them your peace and your power in their lives, Father?
给您给他们来自于您的平安和来自于您的能力。
And Lord, help us to live for you as we go about our lives, Father.
求您让我们在生命当中可以为您而活。
We ask this in Jesus' name, Amen.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。